First, a brief recap. Lucas Trust has been murdered. It was a car bomb. A few minutes before it happened, Willie was in the car with Lucas. In fact, it so rattled Willie that now the voice of Short Top Detroit, you know, the fictional detective, well, he's beginning to speak inside Willie's head.
What?
A kayak could fit.
Where?
In the cement block shed.
No, it's only about 6x6. You can't fit a kayak in there.
You can, if it needs air.
An inflatable kayak.
Check it out.
I went out to Luke's Island. I still had the keys to the boat in his house.
It was back in the storage room.
I found the box, but not the inflatable kayak.
The box was empty?
Yeah.
What are you getting at, Willie?
Luke's ring.
Oh, God, that hand.
He told me he couldn't get the ring off his finger.
When did he say that?
When we were in the bar.
He took that ring off every night. What's going on?
It may not have been Luke's body.
What? But then, who was it?
I'm afraid it may be Berkeley Bob.
Where are you?
Huh?
You're not here. You're not with me.
I was just thinking.
Yeah? Who are you thinking of?
I'm not thinking of her. I'm thinking of him.
Well, he's gone. Just get on with your life.
Yeah, too many things don't fit.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not spending the night.
Annie, I wasn't thinking of her.
I don't care if you were thinking of Daffy Duck. Why should I stay here if you're not here?
Annie!
Let her go.
Look, this is my life.
Well, la-di-da.
That's not what I meant.
Patch it up later.
Stay out of it.
I'll stay out of it.
Annie! Now look what you did. I couldn't sleep. I got up and made some coffee. I sat down at the table and wrote down everything I knew. The ring on the hand I found was Luke's, but was it Luke's hand? The bottle of bourbon he was drinking from wasn't bourbon, it was iced tea. Was he pretending to be drunk? He was carrying two sets of keys to the car. He had a duplicate made. A thunderstorm was going on outside. The lights blinked a couple of times, grew dim, and then the power went out. I sat in the dark. I may have dozed off. There was another flash of lightning. Christy was standing there, and so was Luke. He was holding something shiny. It looked like a .38.
I thought you had it all figured out.
What I didn't figure out was why.
I had to disappear. I sized up your hippie friend, Berkeley Bob, the walking wasteland. And my clothes fit him.
And what about you, sweetheart? You were on from the day one.
Yeah, you were the perfect sucker, Willie. We had a plan to a T, and then you had to play the amateur dick.
And a dumb dick at that.
At two, eh, Rick?
Luke made me an offer that was just too tempting to refuse.
You set the explosives?
Yeah, sure. What time I spent now blowing up gooks finally paid off. But you had to go snooping around.
Not too smart, Willie.
Annie, I never figured you.
Who do you think got Berkeley Bob to take the ride out in the country?
But Annie, why you?
Because I'm sick of this town, and Rick and I are getting out.
So what do you plan to do with me?
We're going to let you go to the cops and spill your guts.
We are.
Willie, you one dumb cracker.
I don't like to be laughed at. I kicked the table over. I dived to the floor as the bullets went flying. Someone got it. I had my .45 out and blasted away in the dark. People were falling left and right. And then it was quiet. The lights came back on. There were bodies strewn all over the place. Oh boy. It was then I realized that it was a dream.
Take a little stroll down Paranoid Lane. It comes with a job. But you got it part right. Now get the rest.
What is the rest?
How did Luke get his money?
I don't know.
You know who to ask.
She's on a photo shoot.
Where?
The Bahamas.
When will she be back?
Next week.
Tell her Willie called.
Is this Mr. Wilson?
That's right.
Well, Christy left a number for you.
I called the hotel in St. Lucia. She was out. I left a message. That night, she called me.
Willie?
Listen, there's more to Luke's death than we realize, and it's all connected with the money.
How?
Where did Luke get his money?
He was an accountant. He worked for Microtech, the software company. He borrowed their money and bought stocks in an internet company just as it went public. It opened at about 8 and went up to 120 all in the same day. He sold at 110.
How much did he buy?
About a million.
Oh, a million shares?
No, he bought $1 million worth at $8 a share. That's about, that's 125,000 shares. He made almost $14 million.
Whew, all in one day.
And then the million he borrowed, he put back. And even after he'd paid the broker's fees, he still walked away with over $13
million. Man. Do you have an inside tip on the stocks?
No, internet stocks were going crazy.
He was watching a company, I don't remember the name, and when they went public, he jumped on it. Luke never felt he'd done anything wrong. He just borrowed the money from Microtech, and he put the million back.
Wait a minute, what do you mean he just borrowed? I mean, you mean he embezzled?
But he put it back, and after a few months, he quit the company.
And they never knew?
Not at first. But I overheard him talking on the phone one night. I think they got suspicious when they found out he suddenly had money and they didn't audit. They figured out what he did. They wanted the money.
The money he made with their money. The $13 million.
Or what he had left.
How much was left?
I have no idea. Millions?
Did they threaten to turn him in?
I don't think so. If they did that, they'd never get his money.
Then why would they kill him?
There's no reason.
They were just trying to scare him.
Like shooting out the windows.
I guess.
Do the police know this?
No.
You never told them?
I was afraid whoever they were would come after me.
I think we better tell the cops. As far as the fat cats know, Luke's dead. The money's in some Swiss bank account.
Maybe you're right.
Chris? You coming back to Saratoga anytime?
Is there any reason I should? Wait a second. What? Okay. Okay. Listen, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Willie?
Yeah?
Give me a reason, and I'll come.
Yeah.
Man, you are driving me nuts.
I couldn't invite her up. Do you know what that would mean?
Opportunity, man. Opportunity with big boobs is banging on your door, and you are blowing it.
I know. Speaking of knowing, I told the cops what I knew. The detective handling the case contacted Christy, and she confirmed it. They went to Microtech, who claimed it was absurd that there never was any money removed, but they wouldn't show their books because of quote-unquote trade secrets. The cops needed something concrete for a court order, and nothing I had given them was solid, let alone concrete.
You think he's alive?
I'll bet he's basking in the sun, sipping margaritas on some Caribbean island.
What if Berkeley Bob shows up one day?
I wish he would, but I don't think he will.
Did you fall in love with her?
Selby, nothing happened.
Don't bullshit me.
Honest.
I'm not saying that you two got it on. I'm saying you fell for her.
I'm fond of her, that's all.
Bullshit.
Hey, it's over. She's gone.
Yeah, well, Annie misses you, Willie.
I miss her.
Well?
I'll give her a call.
Oh, God, use your feet. Just walk over and see her. Make her happy, Willie.
You follow it through.
Follow what?
The sweet scent.
She's got a career. She's not coming up here to live. I'm not gonna live in New York. So?
Yeah, okay. You're okay. You're my hero, you know that?
No.
You did the right thing. You didn't hurt anyone. That's saying something.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, what do you say we go get a beer?
No. I'm gonna go see Annie.
Hey, sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
And now the credits. Willie in Short Top is played by Mr. Bill. Christy, Shelley Williams, Luke, Bill Westenberg, Annie, Kelly Sweeney, White Boy Rick, Patrick Donovan, Shelby, Laura Roth, Berkeley Bob, Skip Pink, Shades, Melvin White, Bruno Rocco, Jim Mitchell, Shirley Rocco, Dee Sarno, Briggs Statton, Eric Peterson, The Caretaker, Gary Starn. Script and story by Meatball Fulton with music by Tim Clark.
Hello?
Luke's not gonna get away with it.
What?
You heard me.
Who's this?
You know who it is.
Short Top.
I'm coming back to get Luke.
When?
You're the writer. You figure it out.
So there's a part two.
That's right, genius.
So next time, part two of Saratoga Fat Cats. This is a ZBS production. ZBS.org.